Today is Friday, May 8th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. The week has flown by really fast. I'm always going back to this quarantine thing, but I feel like the weeks are even going faster in quarantine than they were when I was working at work. And maybe that's not true, but I feel like just yesterday it was Saturday and Sunday, and I was recording Dubious Intent Saturday night and that sort of thing. And maybe it's just because everything is running together. I think that's what it is. When I'm not going to work, I'm just in the house most of the time. And especially during the week, I'm in the house. Like, on the weekend, we are going grocery shopping. So that's one thing that, like, breaks things up. Or maybe we'll go out in the car and we'll do a little bit of Pokemon playing or whatever without even getting out of the car. We'll just drive around. And so the weekend kind of bookends the week. But normally, when we're not quarantining, I would be going to work every day, and every day would be bookended by, well, bookend is the wrong word. Every day would be get up, go to work, do the thing at work, come home, and repeat. Whereas now, it's stay home the entire week. And we have different things that we do during the day. So, you know, get up, do my shower, do all that. I am very much sticking to a routine where the first thing I do is I brush my teeth and then I shower, just as if I was going to be going to work. And then I come into the office. Well, first I let Sydney out to go pee and yada, yada. And then I come into the office, and a lot of mornings I'll read a little bit to try to learn more about being a product owner. And then I'll check emails and I'll make my to-do list for the day and yada, yada, you know, all that stuff. So I do have and then at the end of the day, I record the show. He goes down, walks the dog. And when he's done, I'm done recording the show. And then we work out, and then we figure out what we're doing for food. If I'm being a good boy, I cook. Well, sometimes I'm not. If I make a turkey burger that's actually cooked in bacon grease, probably not being a good boy, but, you know, more of a good boy than going and getting fast food. But because this is all at home and we're not really going anywhere other than, like, I guess if we were picking up food, we would quickly run, you know, get in the car and go to wherever we were picking up the food. We're at home the whole time from morning to, and this is the same for everyone else. So I feel like maybe that's making it go a little bit faster because it all blurs together. So when I'm recording the show and I'm looking back at what did I do, I was pretty much just at home and I didn't do anything. You know, today I went to work because we had an issue, and I've said this a million times, but the product that I work on, we have a device side of things where we have mobile devices that we are providing access to through our application. And sometimes something happens to those physical mobile devices and they're locked up in a lab, and somebody has to go. Well, it's a very small team, and half the team, actually more than half the team, is in California. It's only myself and one other person that's on my product team that are here in Bentonville, Arkansas. And so he's now, because we're quarantining and sheltering in place, he was in Houston at the time because I don't get into details about his life, but his girlfriend is in Texas. They're actually, I believe it's his fiance now, and he has friends there. I guess that's where he went to college. I'm not sure. So he'll go back and see friends in Texas. So when we started doing the quarantining, he was in Houston and he stayed there. He has an apartment here, but he stayed in Houston. So he's been quarantining in Texas and I'm the only one here. So when there's something wrong with the devices, I have to go and do, you know, whatever it is that needs to be done. So I got this message in Slack that, oh my gosh, there's something wrong with the devices. What are we going to do? And so I was like, okay, I'll go up. And I had to put on my mask and go in. It was funny because we got a nasty gram yesterday, and it was only sent to people. They targeted these emails only to people who had swiped their badge to get into the building in like the past couple of weeks. And so it said, hey, we noticed you went to work. Make sure that you have that approved by your VP if you're going to go in, because we're all working from home and you have to get that approved. And if you do get it approved, then you need to be wearing a mask. And it was kind of a scolding letter, like, hey, you don't go into the office. But I don't think there's any problem because my boss knows what I do and he knows that I need to go in. So it's not a huge deal. So I went in, I did my thing. I had a meeting at 11, so I didn't have time, and I really had to take the meeting. And so I sat in our cafe. No one was there. Like, there was hardly, there may have been like five people in the office. And our offices, it's two separate buildings, and they hold thousands of people. And there may have been 5 or 10 people. And I only crossed paths with maybe two people. I mean, off in the distance, I may have seen two or three other people, but I only crossed paths with a couple of people, and I was wearing a mask. They were all wearing masks, etc. So I did that. I had to have my meeting because I didn't want to have the meeting in the car, and it was my meeting, so I couldn't just have myself on mute. I was going to be talking a lot. So I did that, and then when it was done, Mark had texted me. He's like, hey, what are we doing for lunch? Because, I mean, we've been eating lunch together. It's like, oh. He's like, are you going to be back in time for lunch? Because I have a 1 o'clock meeting. And anyway, so I just went. I stopped by Chick-fil-A. But my gosh, these Chick-fil-A, even in these quarantine times, and they've put in a second lane in the drive-thru. I'm amazed by how much business this restaurant gets. I'm amazed. It's like, even though they have two drive-through lanes, there was a line in the drive-through all the way around the building into the parking lot next door. Like, if you can think of a J shape going into the parking lot next door, then it curved again and went down the parking lot all the way to the entrance into this, think of like a mall parking lot, all the way to the entrance of the mall. So it curved four times before it got to the actual drive-thru. There were probably, I bet there were 50 cars in line, at least. It's like no one has ever, and you know, I'm saying this, and here I was going to Chick-fil-A, and it was noon, so, you know, I mean, that's when everybody's gonna go get lunch. It's funny, though, because I use the app, and on the app, you just make your order, and then you drive up and you park, and then you tell them you're there, and they bring it out to your car. All these people were waiting in line for the drive-thru, so they didn't do that curbside pickup. They were actually going through the drive-thru, which I don't know why they're doing that. Why don't they just use the app, park? Well, the line was blocking the entrance to the entrance that I normally go to Chick-fil-A, so I had to turn around, go back out and go to a different entrance so that I could get to the parking space I needed to get to. It was so full. It was crazy. Anyway, I did that and came home and worked. And then my parents brought by their dog because even though we're quarantining, I don't know. This is Arkansas for you, I guess. I don't have any control over my parents. And so there's no need me even saying anything. And for the most part, they have been quarantining, but Mom wanted to see my brother, and my brother lives in South Arkansas. So because Arkansas is, we never really fully closed anyway, so we never had a stay-at-home order. Oh, now my phone is ringing, of course. It's Joe Batance. I will call him back. So now, you know, we never had a real stay-at-home order. We had a few things like restaurants had to shut, but you know, and we couldn't have gatherings of over 10 people and stuff like that. But there was no, like, stay at home, shelter in place, don't go out, you know, whatever. So I don't know that people in Arkansas took it quite as seriously as Mark and I did. So, I mean, we've just been staying home almost all the time other than the grocery store. And like I said, we've had to do a couple of things for the house. But other than that, we've been at home. And I think my parents, for the most part, have been doing that as well. But now our governor is like, air quotes, reopening the state. And so restaurants are opening starting Monday. And, they're going to have weird, like, 25% occupancy and stuff like that. But they're opening. So I guess now my parents feel like it's okay for them to travel down to the southern part of the state and see my brother. So we're going there anyway. So they dropped the dog off because they didn't want to take the dog with them. So we're babysitting the dog over the weekend. So they dropped him off. And then I've pretty much sat around. I didn't really feel like working after lunch. And so I sat around like watching Blender tutorials and how to do colors and shaders and lighting and all this stuff, and I answered emails and kind of answered people in Slack whenever they messaged me, but I wasn't really actively working on anything. So that's what I did. A house update, the builder is wanting to close as early as possible, so now we're supposed to be going and doing the punch list tomorrow, and they're gonna have their contractor out there on Monday. I think I said this already. We were approved for our loan, and the only thing that's left is the appraisal. So if the appraisal goes through and the mortgage company's happy with that, then we can close as soon as the punch list items are done. So we may close like a week early, which would be like May 22nd. So I guess we're a couple of weeks away. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you on Monday.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.